Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Thank you for tuning in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. This is Radio Free Redoubt, which is the voice of the American Redoubt, the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who are strategically relocating to the inland Pacific Northwest states, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Eastern Washington, soon to be the State of Liberty, and Eastern Oregon. That's the American Redoubt, the safe haven and fallback position for folks just like you and me that are concerned about what's happening to our country. We see the divide, and those of you in occupied territory, well, you're in our prayers. Hang in there. You're not alone. There are many, many like you. I've often said many times, if you took all of the patriots, the God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots out of the state of California, you could quadruple the entire population of the state of Idaho, which is the reddest state in the nation and one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing states in the nation. Why? Well, because folks who share our traditional values and ideals, our American heritage, those conservative ideas, well, they feel like that they are under attack, and they are openly the left. The communist revolutionaries, the Antifa, the Indivisible, and all these others, they're not even pulling any punches anymore. With the help of the media, the entertainment industry, the so-called mainstream news, or should I say the mainstream so-called news, well, you're not alone. So just so that you know, even if you're in occupied territory, outside the wire, behind the Iron Curtain, in the People's Democratic Republic of California, for example, or Portland, Oregon, watching that very closely, as well as more and more of the Antifa, hardcore revolutionary socialist democratic socialists, i.e. communists in sheep's clothing. They are really working to ramp things up in Portland. Might have some patriots headed over that way to document some of that. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. But we've got some things that we definitely want to cover here on this beautiful, nice cooling trend on this August 4th. Here across the American Redoubt, where we've got wildfires all over the place, little spot fires, all kinds of fire activity. So you stay safe out there. Have your go bags ready to go. Be prepared to strategically, tactically relocate, I should say, temporarily if you must. So have good situational awareness for your communities, and just be prepared. It's the Boy Scout motto, right? Okay, I'm going to talk about a few things. In the second segment, I'm going to talk about socialism versus democratic socialism, or democratic socialists, what we're seeing, this kind of resurgence. The discussions come up about what's the difference? What's the difference between socialism and democratic socialism? That'll be coming up in the next segment. This segment, I want to talk about a couple things. First of all, we've got some great events coming up that I want to share with you guys. And secondly, the question came up on one of our commenters on Facebook saying, why doesn't anybody talk about the elections? The elections are coming up. This is so important. Why is nobody talking about it? So, well, people are talking about it. Now, last week I went on a tirade because of the recent hardcore push by the communists with the lipstick on called democratic socialism. And so I really felt like I had to address that. Now, there are many of us in the patriot community. Many of us are friends and associated with each other, and we cross over a lot of the same circles. And there are some in the area who are talking specifically about the elections and giving you some guidance on who to vote for. I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. But first, I want to point to some events that I want you to put on your calendars. Very important. August 9th in Spokane at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center, Franklin Graham will be speaking. He'll be doing a presentation August 9th, Franklin Graham, as part of his Pacific Northwest tour. Now, there are multiple dates. You can go to the Franklin Graham Northwest tour. In fact, I have the flyer right here in front of me. It is the Franklin Graham Decision America Pacific Northwest Tour. It's free, and you're invited. I am going to make it to this one. DecisionPacificNW.com is the website. I say again, DecisionPacificNW.com. That will also be linked on our highlights and resources posting for today's show that you can go to RadioFreeReadout.com. Look for today's show, this date on Radio Free Readout on Liberty Broadcasting. Click on that, and that will give you all the highlights and resources that we discuss throughout the show, so you can go and check some of the stuff out yourself. But also, give us 24 to 48 hours to get that fully populated, because it's just, volunteers, and codename Polly01 works tirelessly to keep that stuff updated. And, we're a network of volunteers. So, we really appreciate your patience on that. But, Franklin Graham's going to be in Oregon and Washington, August 1st, August 3rd, August 5th. He'll be in Medford, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon, respectively. Portland, Oregon. Boy, he's going deep into occupied territory. That is definitely outside the wire. Ooh. Man, that's full-on communist-controlled territory there. God bless them. But in Washington, August 7th in the Tri-Cities, August 9th, Spokane, August 12th, Tacoma, August 13th, Monroe, Washington. So August 9th, for most of you in the listening audience here on the terrestrial stations on AM 630 and 96.5 FM, you want to be at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. And he's going to have a special guest, a very popular Christian music artist, Jeremy Camp. I love his music, love his stuff, very talented. And he will be there accompanying Franklin Graham. So August 9th, put that on your calendar. Now, we've also got in Idaho, we got two events. They're going to be back to back, and they're in September. Almost back to back. We've got the Inland Northwest Preparedness Expo. And then we've also got the weekend before that is going to be the Northwest Freedom Fest. So let me cover that first. Mark your calendar. September is going to be a busy month. I know it's bow hunting season. I know. I'm sorry. I did not do the scheduling here. But if you guys can come out of the woods to attend one of these events, I think it'll be worth your while. Unless, of course, you're dressing in elk, then that's mission number one, right? But we'll see what we can do about getting this moved to maybe August, October. I don't know, but you mess with elk bow hunting season, there can be some angry patriots out there. But if you can make it, Friday, September 14th, this is going to be the 14th and the 15th of September, the Inland Northwest Freedom Fest. You're going to want to put this on your calendar. Radio Free Redoubt will be there. We will be broadcasting, live streaming from that location. Lots of great guests. And that is going to be at the location called Barn Again on US 95 in Cocalalla, Idaho. It's going to be opened up by Susie McIntyre, award-winning music legend, the sister of Reba McIntyre. She will be performing there. David Barton, a hero of mine. I'm looking so forward to meeting him and interviewing him. What an honor. From Wall Builders, we air one of the episodes from the previous week each Sunday just before Radio Free Redoubt begins the podcast at 8 p.m. So at 7:30, the Wall Builders podcast airs. We try to pick this, the JJS, the John Jacob Schmidt Best of the Week radio show from Wall Builders, because those guys go straight to the heart of our heritage, our American heritage and our history that's been robbed, stripped away from us. And they bust through the lies about our heritage, the rewritten history. Well, they go back to the true history with source documents, original source documents. David Barton has the largest privately held collection of original documents related to the founding of our nation. Amazing writings, diaries from our founding fathers, documentation, just so much. It's just really a treat to listen to. I've learned so much from them. I also have their founder's Bible, and I can hardly put it down. There's so much of our American heritage woven through there that shows clearly demonstrates our Christian heritage. As you go through the Bible, you're also seeing how that those different parts of the Bible influenced our founding fathers and our early American history as well. Well, David Barton is going to be speaking Saturday, the 15th of September, at this event at the Northwest Freedom Fest. You can go to inlandnwfreedomfest.com, inlandnw as in Northwest, nwfreedomfest.com. Again, we'll have that linked. There's going to be lots of people there. Let me just talk about some of the people that are going to be there. I'm so excited about this. This will be going Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. and then on Saturday from 9 to 5. Now, that's inverted, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. It's going to be a late night. And then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So these are some of the speakers you got to look forward to. David Barton from Wall Builders, a treat to get in front of him and hear him speak. Pastor Tim Remington, if you remember, over in Coeur d'Alene, pastor runs a great recovery ministry over there at the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene. He was gunned down a few years ago, if you remember, practically point blank, multiple rounds from a .45 auto, gunned down in the parking lot of his church. And he survived. Amazing man. God obviously had his hand on him. Pastor Tim Remington is a great man. He has a great reputation. And just very, very interesting person and a very a blessing to have him in our community here in the American Redoubt. Also, several other pastors, Pastor Steve Brown from North Summit Church, Pastor Steve Bradshaw from the Cocalala Cowboy Church, Pastor Dr. John Denny from Priest River Community Church. We've also got Marguerite Fillat and Sheriff Daryl Wheeler, the ever-popular Representative Heather Scott, Patriot, Dr. Thomas Fletcher, and Dan Fisher. Now, these names you guys are already familiar with. There's going to be more. Many other vendors there as well. And I've got the flyer here. I'll let you guys read it for yourself. I don't want to take up too much more time. I just want to point you to the InlandNWFreedomFest.com. You can do an internet search. Go to DuckDuckGo so your searches won't be logged. It obscures your internet searches. Use DuckDuckGo or StartPage. And then just type in Inland Northwest Freedom Fest, and you'll find it. So coming up here. Now, there's another event here that I want. There's just a bunch of stuff coming up. It's very exciting. I love the fall if you're a patriot, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the fall. Well, there's another one coming up September 22nd and 23rd. So the following weekend after the Freedom Fest is the Inland Northwest Prepper Expo. And that's the website, inwpprepexpo.com. That will be linked from our website. It's only like $2 to get in, or $3 for adults. If you bring non-perishable food donation, it's only $2 to get in. So bring a can of chili and knock a dollar off your entry fee. And if you're bring the kids, under 12 is free. Now, I will be speaking at this event. I will be talking about a little bit about Radio Free Redoubt and the American Redoubt, but mostly I'm going to focus on emergency communications. That's going to be the thrust of the discussion. I'll be talking about emergency communications from the very basic level, the family level that's not a real – savvy on emergency communications. They want to learn how to get started. And then I'll also be addressing more advanced communications for those with an interest or that are already there. But it won't just be me. It's going to be many other people speaking. Glenn Tate, the author from 299 Days, the whole book series, he's going to be there, Glenn Tate, and Shelby Gallagher. I got to go to Sandpoint to go to a blues concert with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher a couple of weeks ago. And what a treat. It just really, really neat people. So, yeah, there was actually several Patriot prepper Patriot types invited. But there's only Shelby Gallagher and myself were able to actually meet up with Glenn Tate there. But it was actually much cooler. Only with just the three of us. It was a really great time. But they're going to be talking. Also Strategic Landscape Design, one of our sponsors, they're going to be there. There's going to be discussions on water purification and storage, food storage, medicinal herbs, wood gas, and other solar stuff there. Selecting your handgun specifically geared toward ladies. Introduction to emergency communications, radio communications in the field, go bags for home, work, and travel, first responder, first aid, lots, just lots and lots. Many examiners, exhibitors. Oh my gosh, there's just a bunch. So we got that to look forward to. I'm really excited about it. And the website is inwprepexpo.com. Now, why is this important? Because Trump's in, so we don't have anything to worry about. So we don't have to prep anymore. We don't have to do, you know, the Patriot rally thing. It's the Trump slump. That's what we call it. And there is something to be said about that. I admit, I breathed a sigh of relief when Hillary lost. But I also knew that this was a gift from above, this borrowed time. Because the inevitability is that there are those, when you're seeing it now, you're seeing it, they're being drawn out. It's like putting heat to a boil, right? It is like drawing it out, that those who have a hatred toward Christian fundamental ideals and values and American history and our heritage, and they are really getting themselves worked up. So they are wringing their hands over the opportunity to swing the pendulum back the other way when President Trump is out in either 2 years or 6 years. And in either case, we need to make use of this borrowed time. So I want to urge you to, now that you've taken a break, it's been 2 years now, almost, over a year and a half since President Trump has taken office. That's enough time for you to take a break, take a breather, and kind of enjoy some of this American prosperity for a little while. But now you need to re-engage. You need to learn your heritage and your history, and you need to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. Why? Because what's coming, we're going to make it through together, and then there will be a rebuilding. Even if we have to lock everything down regionally and restore and preserve Americanism inside the American Redoubt, in these pockets, these conservative pockets across the country, the American Redoubt being definitely one of the more prominent ones, we need to be prepared to make it through that, right? And so this is a way for you to get educated, get training. It's so inexpensive, this Preparedness Expo. $3, really? You can't pass it up. So some great speakers there. Now, I'm not talking about me either. I'm talking about just the workshops that are going to be done, the vendors you're going to be able to talk to. So let's re-engage, shall we, patriots? Now, before we take a break, I like to throw out a plug for somebody who's done so much to help us out and so much to help in the Patriot community. Christian-owned, Patriot-owned, right here in the American Redoubt. They're based out of North Idaho. It's TLC Web Hosting. Do you have a business? Do you have a organization, an entity, a church, something where you need to host your website? Knowing that your information is protected, top-notch service so that it is protected from denial of service attacks and other attacks. We've been attacked so many times, radiofreeredoubt.com, that these guys have jumped in there and had us operational. Most of the time, we didn't even notice. They've just been so wonderful. Their prices are so competitive, and they've helped many, many patriots. They host websites all around the world and across the country, but they just happen to be right here. It's Christian Patriot-owned business. So they're helping a lot of Christian patriots in the Inland Pacific Northwest. If you need help, give them a call. TLC Web Hosting. Check them out. And we got a banner there, too, on RadioFreeRedoubt.com that will take you right to TLC Web Hosting. So I want to thank our sponsor, Works.com Custom Holsters, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out, WERKZ.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory. Wishing I was in the American Redoubt right now. You're tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt.
Welcome back. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. And I want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites, for supporting us here for segment two. Riverfront Suites on the sleepy St. Joe River in beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, down toward the south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake. If you need a place just to get away for the weekend or a place to crash while you are looking for property, while you're possibly trying to strategically relocate, check them out. Riverfrontsuites.com. All right. Now, let's see. What I was hoping to get to, didn't get to in the last segment, I wanted to talk about elections. Somebody said, why is nobody talking about this? Now, the primaries, critical, super critical, important. This is where your country is being either lost or retained, and that is the primary elections, because people don't show up for the primaries. And then the rhinos, Republicans in name only, or centrist or leftist Republicans get in those positions. And then come November, you just vote for the R, the person with the R next to their name, and you think you've done your civic duty. But you've not, because you didn't use due diligence. You didn't show up and vote for the correct person back in the primaries, which is Tuesday. Super important. So now I'm just going to focus on Spokane right now, Spokane, because that's the bulk of our listening audience. I know those of you outside the wire, this doesn't really pertain to you, but you guys all have primaries. Either they've already passed or they're coming up. So please tell your friends. You need to tell five of your friends to tell five of your friends to go vote in the primaries. So somebody came up and they said, nobody's talking about this. Well, not entirely true. I, John Jacob Schmidt, did not talk about this in the last couple of weeks. We have had some candidates on. I have talked about it just briefly, but I kind of skimmed over it because I'm working on other issues and topics, but this is super important. So let me point you to something. Caleb Collier over at Church and State, the Church and State show, which airs right before Radio Free Redoubt every Saturday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Same place. If you get to tune in a little bit earlier, you'll catch them. So, but you can go to their Facebook page, or you can just, they actually have a website now, and I don't have that in front of me. So if you just type in Caleb Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, do an internet search, type in Caleb Collier, comma, Church and State Show. That will take you to their new website, which is available, but this is on Facebook, their show, talking last week about the candidates in the area, in the Spokane County area. They discuss this in depth because there's a lot of people to choose from. So I want to urge you to go and check that out. Church and State Radio. Just type in Caleb and it'll come in right up at the top on your Facebook search. And we're also going to embed this video in the highlights and resources posting. So you guys can go and listen to this. Caleb and Gabe, both a statesman and a pastor, each Caleb and Gabe are each respectively statesman and pastor, and they're discussing the elections. Super important. You need to go and watch this, watch/listen to this, because it is a video of their radio show at the American Christian Network radio station up on the South Hill in Spokane. So there it is. Now, also, Representative Matt Shea has covered it on Patriot Radio. Go in his shows are archived. Go to Patriot Radio, type in, just if you're going to do an internet search, Patriot Radio, comma, Matt Shea, and look for the show where he discussed who to vote for in the upcoming races, in the upcoming primaries. They're Tuesday. You need to get five of your people. And I don't care where it's. Stevens County is a very tightly contested race for county commissioner. It's very important you get up there, you vote. Renee Holiday, clearly the most qualified candidate for that position, but the Republican Party can't stand her. Why? Because she's been actively involved fighting for private property rights for 12 years and calling these people on the carpet. They don't like her. She's not part of the establishment, but she is definitely the most qualified and the most experienced as far as fighting for your rights, especially property rights and water rights. And also Rick Johnson. Rick Johnson is running up there also. And he's the, I believe, the auditor, treasurer. Yeah, auditor. And Rick Johnson, remember that name. Down in Spokane, I'm running out of time. But Rob Chase, write in Rob Chase. He is going to be a great commissioner. I mean, write in Ed Pace. Definitely want to vote for Rob Chase. But the write-in candidate is Ed Pace. Ed Pace. They're doing a grassroots write-in campaign. Great man, godly man. Please support him by writing in Ed Pace for county auditor. County auditor, Ed Pace. Remember it. Write it in. When you come up to county auditor, write in Ed Pace. All right, we're out of time. Once again, dang it, it goes so fast. Join us tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for a special podcast. I'm on the road this weekend, so it'll be a little bit different, but much needed. All right, you guys have a blessed week. Be safe. Thank you for the prayers and for the support. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.